Did you say I've got a lot to learn?
Today, we begin a series of essays of Goshen College students. Goshen College professor Dwayne Stoltzfus assigned his creative writing class an assignment to write about their most memorable teacher in a teaching moment. And we've selected three to share with you, beginning with this week. Today, it's student Julie Weirich.
She was only 5'4", but I heard her voice booming across the soccer field. Run, Jules, run faster, as if I wasn't already running full speed. Students who didn't know her often found her intimidating because of her brutal honesty. This paper's no good. Start over, she once said in class. But for me, Marilyn Graber quickly became Graber and my mother away from home, a teacher who shaped my life. We first met when I was in fourth grade. Her husband Pete was my soccer coach that fall and would be for the next 6 years. In high school, Graber was my English teacher and newspaper advisor. By the end of our time together, people around us knew we had an undeniable bond. I often called her Grabes, and on a good day, I could slip in the nickname of Grabe Dog. She had the tendency to say ridiculous things, famously quoted by students. Get the final one and staple it to me, or would you shut up that door? But her confidence was never shaken. Her ability to laugh at herself pushed me to embrace who I was. When it came to deciding on a college, Graber encouraged me to go to the place I felt I would do the best. I remember one afternoon in class, I found myself behind her desk, upset about my college search. She stopped what she was doing and swirled her chair around. Looking intently into my eyes, she told me to do whatever I needed to do. Try new things, she said, and most importantly, enjoy your independence before real life starts. Her words rung true, as if she had spoken what my heart has been feeling for months. Finally, someone had given me permission to be young. Our relationship wasn't perfect. We certainly had our conflicts, but we respected each other. We spent hours poring over my writing in the library after school. This needs to be better. I know you can make it better, she said. I never doubted her advice, and she always seemed to have more faith in me than I did in myself. While at times I thought she made outlandish requests, I needed someone to push me. 1 month, Graber decided we needed to do a 12-page newspaper issue instead of our regular 8-pager, even though 2-page editors were sick. 3 late nights and 3 takeouts from El Camino later, Graber and I pulled the issue off. One day in class, she told me, if you're going to be a good writer, you have to develop some thick skin. She was honest and told me when my writing was poor, but she always backed it up with a positive comment and told me to try again. Graber's dedication to her job, relationship with her students, and humor was always an inspiration. She was loving and caring, yet stern, like my own mother. She was my go-to teacher, my role model, my moral support, and my cheerleader in life.
Goshen College student Julie Weirich, a sophomore from Goshen. We'll present another memorable teacher moment from Goshen College students next Tuesday on 88.1 WVP.
The sky's a blackboard, high above you.